Get involved, Vivian, standing by, and Pete as well in a couple of seconds' time. But sorry, can't go on air, but you are what you eat. And the amount of additives in food nowadays is absolutely frightening. There was basically no obesity back in the 60s or 70s. Why? Because we ate everything fresh. Fast food outlets are a disaster for your health, says Kieran. Thank you for that. Obesity now being a disease, but it does not mean that everybody that is overweight is suffering with the disease of obesity. So there has to be kind of a clarity made there. But you are right. If you look at the old photographs at all, or, you know, the size of people, or even clothes sizes, the different sizes on the racks and what have you, they're getting bigger and bigger. Until the jabs came along. Now, apparently, they are seeing, and we talked about this on the air yesterday, a drop in, and we were chatting with the, you know, with the fabulous pharmacist on air yesterday, where she was saying that a lot of the bigger size clothing are in less demand now because of the weight loss jabs, and people are going for smaller sizes, and they're feeling better about it as well. And they're feeling more, it was interesting because they feel, you lose a lot of weight, you feel less invisible. Laura Dowling was saying that yesterday on air. It must be one of the hardest things when you're overweight, and you must feel so bad when you go to buy clothes or even go to the pool. You must be really disgusted with yourself. I don't know what it's like, as I was never overweight. But when I see someone, I do feel sorry for them, as it's a huge struggle for them, I would say. Let me put that to Pete, actually. Not that I would be suggesting that anybody would feel sorry for them, or, you know, put thoughts into their head that they should be disgusted with their own look. You had a 58-inch waist, though, Pete. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I was 58-inch waist, and I was 35 stone. My wife doesn't know that, so if she was listening, she's probably going to give me a bit of a telling off. But yeah, I was up to 35 stone, and it was when I was 40. We had an event with the school, and I took my kids, and there was a photo, and I looked at myself in the photo, and I was like, my God, the state of me. I didn't look like myself, you know, to myself. I hadn't looked in a mirror for such a long time.
Okay, so let me just pick up on that. Why hadn't you looked in a mirror?
Just didn't. I don't know.
I look in a mirror every morning. I have no choice but to look in a mirror. There's one in the bathroom. So, you know, like, did you avoid mirrors?
I just didn't really look at them. It just came as a shock to me that I looked, so fat.
So let's just unpick this a little bit. When you were 40, how long ago was that?
That was 10 years ago now.
Okay. So how did you get to 35 stone with a 58-inch waist?
It just sort of crept up on me. I mean, I've always been big. I'm 6'4". And when I was 18, and they say, you know, if you need to know what weight you need to be in your adult life, go from when you're 18 sort of thing. And I was 18 stone with a 54-inch chest and a 34-inch waist. So I look like a triangle, you know?
Yeah, well, but you're a tall lad, like, so you probably could carry it more than, say, if you were, like, for instance, if you were 5 foot, what am I? I'm about 5'8" and a bit, I think. So you're 6'4". You'd carry that more.
I carried it very well, and baggy clothes helped, but getting clothes was getting to be a struggle. I was having to order, like, hoodies from Germany because he did them in, like, 5XL.
5XL,
yeah. I still can't buy, even now I'm a lot thinner. I'm down to a 40-inch waist, and I float around 20 stone. And I still can't buy clothes for myself. I'm just too big.
Yeah. It's when you had a 58-inch waist, you just couldn't literally walk into a department store or a fashion shop or online and order up a bit of clobber that you like, or even walk in and get something off the peg.
I used to use eBay quite a lot, and especially because they had a lot of bigger sizes on eBay, so I could get them quite easily. But then when they brought in the import tax, I started getting hammered by it, you know.
Okay. Now, did anybody ever say, you want to get a check on this, pal, you're going to have a heart attack?
No one said nothing to me. I had nothing. My doctor did tell me that I could do with losing some weight. He said, but BMI just doesn't work for me because obviously of my build and everything. He said, if I was what the BMI suggested, I'd be seriously unwell. Like,
so he only suggested you should lose a bit of weight. You were 35 stone.
Yeah, he didn't tell me, you know, you need to lose weight. But it was just that photo, the photo okay. I saw of myself.
Okay, so you saw the photograph. How would you describe it? Were you shocked, horrified, disgusted, embarrassed?
I was shocked. I felt like I was like Mr. Blobby or something, you know?
Yeah. It can take a photograph, can't it? I think we all would have experiences like that. I mean, I know I did in the past see a photograph or two and I still look at them horrified. But how did you start the journey back then?
I stopped drinking minerals because I was drinking like 2 liters of Coke or Tanora a day or something like that, you know. Sometimes it'd be a bit more. And I just thought, no, this needs to stop. And I changed my entire food intake. I stopped junk food. I stopped the minerals and that. And I started exercising. And I think that was the main thing. I wasn't exercising. I was still eating like I was doing hard work, and I was just, you know, a bit more sedentary sort of lifestyle, and it just piled on, and I thought, no, this,
okay, so you would you say you had a sugar addiction, 2 liter bottles of Tanora, or what else did you say you were drinking? Anything fizzy with sugar in it?
Yeah, anything fizzy with sugar in it. Quite a lot of energy drinks as well.
So if you're drinking, if somebody has a cigarette or something, or has an issue with alcohol, where they crave, would you have been craving those drinks?
I think it was just force of habit. You know, instead of having like a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or something, or a glass of water, I'd just get a pop, like a bit of Coke or something.
Okay. What kind of food were you eating though?
It was a bit of a mix. We were getting the odd takeout once a week, but I think it was portion size as well. I mean, we have completely changed with what we do now. We make a lot more scratch food. I even make my own pies for my week in work, you know.
Pies? Pastry pies?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do all sorts. I got into pasties because, like, in England, there's different pasties for every county, which amazed me. And I started with a Cornish pasty because everyone knows Cornish pasties, but then I moved on to what's called a Somerset pasty, which is called a Prydioggi, and that's sausage meat and cheese and apple and everything. So I do all that, and I think because I'm not putting extra sugar in stuff, it's just, you know, I'm not getting an overload.
Who ate all the pies? You'd think you'd be piling it on with pies and pasties. I mean, I love the pies. I think the English do the pies brilliantly, probably the best in the world. But the pasties, I always found them claggy and dry and dull, you know?
Oh, I do a good moist pasty. I'm quite good at that. My grandma was a cook, so
you learn from the best. By quitting all of the 2 liters of Coke a day, etc., cutting down on portion size, did you exercise?
I exercised, yeah. I did a lot more exercise. I got out walking, and I did a lot more work as well, physical work. And it took me 3 years to lose, I think it was about 12, 13 stone. And then, unfortunately, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. So I was nearly in a coma, actually.
So the type 2 diabetes was a consequence of being 35 stone with a 58-inch waist.
It possibly could well be, yeah. Although it was just a bit annoying that I'd lost like 12, 13 stone by the point that I got type 2 diabetes. So I'd done a lot of the hard work.
So if you had gone from 35, in the text it says you went from 35 stone to 20 stone, from a 58-inch waist to a 40-inch waist, people must have seen a completely different version of you. People must have been astonished at the weight loss. But you still went on Ozempic. So why was that? Yeah. Was that because of your type 2?
Yeah, I'd tried various other diabetic medications, and I just wasn't getting on with them. I mean, it did. Like, I was on metformin for a good while, and that did bring my blood sugar down to a manageable level, but it still wasn't perfect. And I was having a few issues with spikes either way.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
And I got prescribed Ozempic, and that has kept me brilliant. But I think the side effect of the Ozempic is people think that Ozempic's what's caused me weight loss. And I've lost, I'd say, probably about two stone from the Ozempic. You know, it's a very small portion of the 15 stone of
loss. Yeah, and does that upset you? Because is it a case that people say, you lost all the weight because you're on a jab?
Yeah, it annoys me a little bit because I did do the hard work and then people go, oh, well, you just lost it because of your Ozempic. You know, it sort of takes away my achievement of losing that weight.
Yeah. So even those that genuinely have done it with an awful lot of hard work are able to do it, because not everybody can lose weight, but are able to do it. They don't get the benefit of the credit of it because people think automatically, they're on Mounjaro or something.
And I think as well, sometimes when you see it, especially with people that you've seen that were bigger, you think, oh, they've been on a Ozempic. And then you go, that's exactly the same thing that people were thinking about me.
It wasn't true. And it wasn't true.
Yeah.
So do you feel more confident now? Do people treat you differently?
I don't think I get treated differently. I mean, some people obviously did judge me because I was big. But I think, I don't know, I'm not really sure.
And just because part of the conversation yesterday, I felt that people who are very, very overweight feel invisible. And, you know, we also touched on the point that they are ignored more, or they are paid less, or they won't get a job if they go up with somebody, same job, who weighs a lot less than them, you know, because they're deemed to be, because they're vastly overweight, they're deemed to be lazy people.
Yeah, I do think I've had a little bit of that. You're lazy because you're fat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And because of the Ozempic now, are you only capable of eating small amounts of food?
No, I can still eat a good amount of food if I need to. I mean, God, we had a massive big blowout for Eurovision pretty much every year, and I still took in for that. I have a proper mound of plate, you know.
Yeah, because the article that probably started all of this was an article I read at the weekend about Jeremy Clarkson, you know, where he's on the jab because he nearly died. All of the arteries to his heart were in tatters, like they were just like strings hanging on. And we were talking about the Sunday roast on the air there recently. He says the days of sitting down and talking into a full Sunday roast are gone, just gone. Most of it gets left on the plate. And I found an element of sadness in that from the point of view of enjoying food.
I still demolish me Sunday roast.
Good man.
You know, and the thing is, like, we live down in West Cork, and we've been here 16, 17 years now. And my parents have lived here for forever, you know. And we get a lot of our food local. So, you know, there's no food mileage on it. We know that it's not messed with. It's not, you know.
The best of
it. Sometimes it costs a bit more. But I think for the quality that you're getting when you're paying just that little bit more from a local supplier.
Some of the things that you could buy in a supermarket, particularly if it's cuts of meat or whatever, and they're vacuum packed and what have you. And by the time you cook it, whatever you're doing with it, it shrivels up completely because of the amount of salt and water that's been added, you know?
And I mean, I'm quite lucky. I can look out my window at home and see the cows in the field and know the farmer that owns them and when we're going to eat them, you know?
It's lovely chatting with you. You're a lovely man, Pete. Look after yourself. Have a great weekend.
And yourself.
Take care. No worries. Take care.